Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Welcome to another edition of the Five Star Zone. I'm your host, Rico Beard, and this is the weekend wrap-up for March 2nd in the Big Ten. And I think we start off with Purdue. Purdue got to basically, they're going to be hoisting another banner as they came. Well, they really didn't leave any doubt in the mind that Zach Edey's the best player in the Big Ten, and they're the best team in the Big Ten. Now, technically, they haven't won the title outright. That could happen. Ironically enough, against a team that could share the title with them in Illinois. If Illinois beats them, they could end up sharing the title with Purdue, but I don't think this is going to happen. You're looking at Purdue defeating Michigan State 80-74. It really was just Zach Edey, and I'm better than everybody else on the floor. Michigan State threw a ton of people at Edey. I mean, come on, you guys saw it. And it was nothing that could happen. You thought that maybe Booker, who did not start the game, but then Xavier Booker goes out there, hits a couple big threes, forces Zach Edey to come out from underneath the basket. Michigan State had a lead. And then Purdue just kind of finished off the half strong and then started the second half very strong. MSU finally found a way to climb back in this thing, but they did not. Purdue wins. They get to wear the hats. They get the trophy again. And, yeah, I mean, it's deserving. They're the best team. Now, for Purdue, regular season success is what you expect. It's the postseason stuff. That's where, I don't know. I mean, last year losing in that first game to, I think it was Fairleigh Dickinson, not good look. It's not a good look for Matt Painter. You got to make it to a Final Four to justify all the talent that you have on this team. And until then, I mean, regular season accolades are great. But you're just, it finally took what Gonzaga finally making it to the Final Four years ago before people stopped looking at them as just great regular season team. And they did something in the tournament. Purdue's probably going to get the number one overall seed. I don't know if that way works in the Big Ten, tournament. They'll probably win the Big Ten tournament, but in college basketball tournament. If you have three guards or you got a great backcourt, you can win. If you look at most of your teams that win the trophy at the end, they have great backcourts. Purdue has good backcourts, but they are so reliant on three-point shooting that on a day where all of a sudden those guys are not getting it done, when you're looking out there and Fletcher Lawyer's not hitting his shots, day where Lance Jones' shots are not falling, or a day where Brandon Smith is not hitting the jumpers, not hitting those threes, this team is beatable. Edey's going to score his 25 points. It's what the other guys are going to do. Their 3 points, they're either feast or famine. Yesterday, they hit the three-pointers. Closer game than most thought, but they beat Michigan State.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.